When you hear a song by Jamie Grace here on Life, it makes you feel great.
It's a beautiful day.
But did you know that Jamie Grace has struggled most of her life with mental illness? She's written the story of her struggles in her new book called Finding Quiet, My Journey to Peace in an Anxious World. Jamie Grace, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Jamie, why now did you decide to write your story? You know, you're just a young person, you know, and put this in a book.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because I talk about my family a lot and I'm just so grateful for them. I actually started this book off as a journal, and I started it trying to find the balance between the fact that I have an anxiety diagnosis, but also the fact that I'm in my 20s and I overthink a lot of things simply because I'm a human, and then it has nothing to do with my diagnosis, you know? And so I started journaling what that means and what anxiety looks like and how, as a person of faith, I can find peace and find quiet in my own life. And I shared it with my big sister, and she looked at me after reading the first few lines and she said, "This is not a journal, this is a book." And so I'm just so grateful for my family for encouraging me to share my story, because so often I'll share things with them thinking like, oh, I'm the only one that goes through this. And they're like, hey, your words could help someone else. You should pray about sharing them. And so that's actually how it got started.
Jamie, when you struggle with something like this, is it you're trying to sort through what part of it is actually you and which part of it is a sickness?
Most definitely. You know, I think it's very frequent that we just, as humans, we feel alone with what we're going through, whether it's something like a diagnosis or whether it's just overthinking something, overanalyzing, feeling stressed out, having a hard day as a wife, having a hard day as a mom, as a friend, a sister, cousin, neighbor, student, teacher, whatever it might be. I think we oftentimes feel so alone and isolated in what we're going through. And then we start talking about it and we start building community. We start reading a journal or a blog and we're like, wait, I could have written this. Yeah. How do they know my story? It's amazing what happens when we actually start to like just build community and share our story and realize that we're not as alone as we think we might be.
You talk about the world, your world specifically, being really noisy. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm 28 now. I like to say that I'm almost 30 because I've been looking forward to turning 30 since I was in middle school. So I'm very excited about it. I'm almost 30. But, you know, when I was 17 years old, I was discovered, if you will, on YouTube by the television network TVN. It's a Christian television network, and they have a show called I Shine. And so at 17 years old, I went from singing local shows in Georgia in the USA to now singing all across the country and touring all across the country and filming a TV show. And then I was with a record label for a few years. And I quickly realized into my late teen years and my early 20s that, you know, success was deemed by how much noise you were making, and success is deemed by how many people are cheering for you in the stands, and, you know, how big the concert is, so how many speakers you need to fill up the room. You know, it's like noise. If your autograph line is 50 people, then people will say like, that's cool. But if your autograph line is wrapped around the building after the show, it's wow, look at all these people, like you're so successful. And I just realized that like almost everything in my life, success was starting to be deemed by like how noisy it was, how much, and not really success being deemed by how much peace am I having in my life? How much am I connecting with God at the beginning and end of the day? And how much rest am I getting? I was like, what happened to rest? What happened to naps? I miss those things. And that's actually applicable for everyone. You know, it's like to use the example of if two women are just, you know, meeting for the first time, and, you know, one woman says that her wife is works in if one woman says that her husband works in construction and the other woman says that her husband is a lawyer, then they're going to get a different response just based on the way that our world works, because success is based off of how much money do you make, how much status do you have, how much noise are you making, like how much, how big is your car, how much did you pay for it. And we're not really like putting things on a pedestal, like rest and peace. And I wanted to get back to that. You know, when I was a little kid, it was always about like, oh, when are you going to take a nap? When are you going to rest? When are you going to just sit still? And that was the stuff that seemed to be encouraged. But then I became an adult and it seemed to go the complete opposite way. And I wanted to get back to who I was as a kid, when rest was admired, when peace was coveted, and when quiet was something that we all pursued. And this book is my ongoing journey, because it's still a journey even after I've written the book. It's my ongoing journey to finding that.
The book is called Finding Quiet by two-time Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and even actress, Jamie Grace. Thanks for spending some time with us, Jamie.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.